Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water. Delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Yes, sir. Good day. I'm Alan Campbell, youth pastor.
Perfect.
All right.
Anytime you're ready.
Yes, sir. Good day. I'm Alan Campbell, youth pastor at First Presbyterian Church of Eureka. I'm filling in for Dr. Dan Price, our pastor today. And I'll have to admit, and you could probably tell from my accent anyhow, that I'm not from around here. I was raised in Texas. Well, what prompted my move here? I was brought to Humboldt because of my service in the U.S. Coast Guard. Now, I've noticed some definite changes in scenery in our culture since I've been here, but something that quite frankly surprised me is that kids here seem to be just as bored here as they do anywhere. And as a youth pastor, my job is all about building relationships and sharing the gospel with the next generation. But I've noticed and learned from kids here in this county that they have as little motivation to go outside as kids do anywhere. Now, to say I'm an outdoorsman is an understatement. I fish, hunt, rock climb, hike, mountaineer, ski, and just generally like being outside. Now, one of the things that prompted me to stay in Humboldt after I got out of the service, though, was the attraction of all the outdoor activities that we have here. Every weekend can be a vacation. Now, growing up in the southern U.S., if I wanted to see mountains or lush forests, we had to travel a long ways. Here, we're immersed in it. But the more I talk with kids here about their lives, the more I'm surprised that on most weekends, they stay home and do little or nothing. Now, this really surprises me. Where I'm from, at least we had an excuse. It was hot. Here, though, the weather, when not raining, is still amicable to going outside. But I don't want to sit here and complain about the youth of this county. It's not entirely on them. And I believe firmly that parents and caregivers should be sharing this unique opportunity with their kids. I know we're all busy, and it takes a lot of effort to make a living here, but today I'm encouraging you. Take a kid outdoors. Make the time. Get themselves and yourselves off the couch. We live within a stone's throw of some of the best fishing in the United States. And with one of the best offshore salmon seasons in recent memory coming to a close, I can bet you the rivers will be on fire soon. People travel to Humboldt from all over the world to see the natural wonders that occur here. Go visit Fern Canyon, Humboldt Redwood State Park, the Trinity Alps, the beach, or any of the other dozens of beautiful places that are close by. Now, I'll also admit that outdoor recreation isn't always cheap. But I'd argue that every dollar you spend on gear is a few dollars you probably won't have to spend on health care when you get older because you're out of shape. Or at least that's the excuse I use with my wife to buy new tents, backpacks, and fishing rods. So don't stay inside this weekend. Take the time to go do something productive with your kids. I guarantee you that when your kids are older, these will be the events that they remember that bonded y'all as a family. I'm Alan Campbell. Thanks for listening, and God bless you.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.